From Washington, this is VOA News. The nation of Yemen has undergone some major changes over the past day. The Ebola lockdown in one African nation comes to an end. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A confusing and tumultuous day in Yemen that started in flames ended Sunday night with the formation of a national unity government. In a written statement, the Yemeni government said President Adrabo Mansour Hadi signed a deal at the presidential palace in Sana'a with delegates from the Shiite opposition group and leaders of the country's major political parties. The accord calls for an immediate ceasefire, increased government transparency, and economic and security reforms. Yemeni officials estimate that more than 100 people died in a wave of Houthi-organized demonstrations that escalated into armed clashes over the past month and continued with shelling in the capital overnight. The group demanded greater political participation. The United Nations describes a power-sharing agreement as an important step in Afghanistan to move the country toward a period of stability. U.S. officials are applauding a deal that that brings a new president to Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, and creates a chief executive position for his one-time rival, Abdullah Abdullah. A Sierra Leone official says a three-day nationwide lockdown aimed at stopping the Ebola outbreak could have been extended but was not, so health workers could finish visiting all the nation's household. However, that decision, that report, was overturned, and the lockdown has come to an end in Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted Sunday as Turkey closed its border with northern Syria to halt a massive influx of Kurdish refugees fleeing the juggernaut of Islamic State militants. Turkey opened its border to the refugees Friday, and some reports say 100,000 Kurds entered Turkey during the past 48 hours. Edward Uranian has more for VOA from Cairo.
Turkish security forces fired tear gas at clusters of Syrian Kurdish refugees trying to cross into Turkey. Witnesses say Turkish authorities closed their border with Syria after tens of thousands of refugees entered since Friday. Arab media reports that Islamic State militants have seized 64 Kurdish towns and villages in a major onslaught during the past several days. UN officials say 100,000 Kurdish refugees have entered Turkey. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
German authorities have arrested two suspected members of the Somali-based extremist group Al-Shabaab after they landed at Frankfurt Airport Saturday. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Sunday that the men were detained in Kenya last month and deported to Germany. Both are alleged to have gone to Somalia in 2012 and taken part in al-Shabaab operations. The men were identified as 30-year-old German-Tunisian dual citizen Munur T and 22-year-old German citizen Abdelwahid W. Their full surnames were not released in keeping with German privacy laws. Earlier this month, German authorities arrested three other Germans, also suspected of being al-Shabaab members. NATO's top military commander says he's hopeful that Saturday's agreement to create a buffer zone between Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists will calm the conflict. However, he said right now the situation is not good with Russian troops still inside Ukraine. Pope Francis is in Albania for his first visit to a European country outside of Italy. The leader of the world's 1 billion Roman Catholics celebrated Mass in Mother Teresa Square in Tirana, the capital, during his day-long trip Sunday. He also met with the Albanian president, Bujar Nashani, and had been scheduled to visit orphans. Albania is a former communist state and now a model of Christian-Muslim coexistence. The revival of Catholicism in Albania is due in part to the popularity of Mother Teresa, who was born in what is now Macedonia but had Albanian origins. New data shows the Earth recorded its warmest ever temperature for the June to August period. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration says the worldwide average temperature was 16.4 degrees Celsius.
That's the latest world news from VOA.